the Melbourne Drag Awards have announced their nominations, and among the categories are Best Drag Venue. Piano Bar in Geelong and Vaudeville in Fitzroy are both nominated. We spoke to Aaron Skinner from Piano Bar and Richard Tuckey from Vaudeville about what it means to be nominated and what the secret is to creating safe and entertaining queer spaces.
We'd like to say a big congratulations to Richard Tuckey from the Vaudeville Bar.
Thank you. Yes, we're really excited about getting the nomination.
And Aaron Skinner from Piano Bar Geelong.
Oh, fantastic to be with you, Dan. And yeah, we're very proud to receive that nomination down in Geelong.
We started the conversations asking how these bars got started.
Sure, we've been open for just under a year, 10 months.
So quite recent.
Yeah, very, very recent. It's been something that's been in my mind for many, many years after working for numerous venues in Australia and New Zealand. So I've just been able to put it together myself finally after all these years.
The Piano Bar always opened as a piano bar where people play, come and listen to great entertainment and singers. And we also just saw that there was a missing piece in entertainment in Geelong. You know, I googled gay venue Geelong, and the first thing that came up was, you know, Mirrabooka Street public toilets, which are, you know, local public toilets. It's not a very good one for Geelong.
Not the most entertaining of spaces.
No.
Well, it depends.
we wanted to turn that around, and without also, you know, being labelled completely as a gay venue, because, you know, we do offer different nights to different people right throughout the week, and our whole premises is really being around an all-inclusive venue for everyone in Geelong to have a great time. So we decided to have Sunday night hosted by Fillmore Box and Art Simone, and we started out with that operating monthly in a 50-seat venue to now weekly in a 200-seat venue, and they also come down on Wednesday for Bitches with Balls or Drag Bingo. So yeah, we're really happy with that, how that's happened. And it's also been, from being heavily involved in the LGBTI plus space down in Geelong and helping out the community where we can, particularly organisations like Geelong Rainbow Inc. We're happy to be a gold sponsor of theirs, and, you know, worked hard with them on the Yes campaign and provided a really safe and supportive place during that campaign, which, as you and a lot of your listeners know, was a difficult time for a lot of people. And after any rally or event that was done in Geelong, we always put on something there that we could come together and meet and discuss. And yeah, we really worked hard during that Yes campaign. We were known as Yes Bar Geelong.
What is it that makes these drag bars so special?
Yeah, there's a lot going on in the world, and we really have the most uplifting and enjoyable time here. It's got a lot of shade, there's a lot of rude words going on, but it's been all done in fun and love for each other as people and as a community. So we only ever get uplifted here, and that's really one of our whole ethos, is about supporting each other, diversity, and also, you know, accepting change and, you know, rolling with it. So we've been very lucky to be able to promote that, and we've only been open for, as I said, less than a year, but we've had over 300 five-star reviews with what we've got going on here. So I'm super stoked with that vision for us.
I think our staff and our team have a lot to do with that. We couldn't do it without them. We provide, you know, a really good service experience to anyone coming in into the venue, and then obviously it's the entertainment on top of that. We really invest heavily in our entertainment, whether it is piano players, singers, or drag performers, to make sure that we have high quality shows and events that happen on each occasion, so people's expectations are always met or always exceeded, and just ensuring that, you know, that quality is there, and also keeping it fresh.
Being queer-friendly spaces, we wanted to know what it was like during the postal survey.
We really noticed the fact that we were able to uplift people, so whenever we would mention it here, we would just get nothing but cheers. And a lot of our audience, especially for our drag cabaret show, they're obviously from the non-GLBTI community. So they just really adore what we do and what we kind of stand for, and that we're amazingly talented drag artists. So every time we've mentioned it, certainly here, we only get nothing but support. But funnily enough, everywhere I go, people know me, especially in Fitzroy, where our venue is. They'll just drop into conversation that they can't wait till their gay friends get married, or so I'm lucky. I'm in an area where the Yes Vote is well supported, but it's really, you know, those other areas in the country that probably don't have access to what we have here in Fitzroy. So we have had a lot of people come in from interstate, from small country towns, have the best times, and not actually be part of our community, but come in, they want to see a generous show, and then they realise that, you know, it's drag queens and that we are very talented and we've got a very supportive community. So we have been very lucky. We've only had a lot of positivity around us.
Exactly, yeah. Everyone knows that, you know, you're free to be, and, you know, no one's going to judge you in our space, and if they do, then they won't be there for long.
With Christmas fast approaching, what's on at Vodevile and the Piano Bar?
Oh, well, we're on our second night of our Christmas edition of Bitches with Balls. We had one last night that was completely sold out, and again, we're sold out tonight, where we've got some great Christmas prizes, and Art Simone and Polly Phil are doing some fantastic Christmas drag numbers. And then this coming Sunday, we have a special Christmas edition of Pitch Please, which is our Sunday drag night, and we have Filmer Box, Jemima Hansel and Art Simone all on the Pitch Please stage, with Joss Russell on the piano all night playing everyone's favourite requests and camp classics. It's going to be a great night.
That's right. We're just kicking in, actually. We're open Friday, Saturday for our dinner and show throughout December and January, so people can book online at Vodevile Cabaret on our website. But also we've got a fabulous New Year's Eve cabaret package with Lisa Mann, Passion Couture and myself running shows that night, and it's a drinks, canapes, package, and you can also get that on our website at vodevile.com.au.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.